Speaking of presidents, however, Mr. Sixero, we have a president that's going to join us. And I know that he's taken on Cujo in something. You read anything about this on your lineup?
I did. Going to take on Curtis Joseph in a pickup hockey game in Toronto. You have a chance to win a trip for two to be a part of it. They'll fly in. Go to stayintheplay.com. Voltairin Emiljel, hopefully I said that properly, is putting this thing on.
So if you I think you said it properly.
Did I?
Yeah.
I hope so. They're going to be pissed off.
Well, Trevor will be pissed off at you. Never mind.
Hopefully
that.
He's not on the line to hear that. Oh, he's on the line. How you doing, Trevor? Sorry if I messed that up.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, again, just so I'm clear, you're going to take on Curtis Joseph in this. He's talking a lot of junk, saying a lot of profanities here, Trevor. I don't know if you've heard it.
Why am I not surprised with that guy? Some things never change. He was like that when he played, and now he's just carrying on post-career, right?
So. Oh, you're preaching to the choir, Trevor. I'm right there with him.
Exactly.
Guy's nickname is Cujo, though.
Well, so he has some bite. There it is. All right. So, again, go to stayintheplay.com for more details on that. You can hang out with Curtis Joseph and Trevor Linden. That's a decent enough prize. All right. So you're 20. Is this your 20th day on the job, Trevor? Something like that?
Perhaps. That's close. Yeah, give or take. I might still be in the teens. It depends if you count the day I was introduced as my first day or not. So, you know.
What have you learned so far?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been... there's just a lot of, I think just being very strategic in how you think through things. Obviously, I knew that coming in, and there's, you know, any decision you make, you know, has a ripple effect throughout the organization. So you have to think carefully before you do things. And, you know, the other thing I think that's been interesting is just with my involvement with the National Hockey League Players Association, being on the competition committee, just didn't realize how many managers and other presidents that I came in contact with and know, and you know, having them reach out and kind of say hi and welcome me was pretty interesting. So that was something I didn't expect.
You were very successful in the business side of things in outside of hockey, and walking into this spot, I know that you knew took a lot of guts. Did you completely understand now that you are 19 to 20 days into the job what you were walking into?
Oh, I had no false illusions of what this would mean. I think that was one of the things. I mean, I was successful away from the game and doing my thing, and was my own boss, so to speak. So mm-hmm. Made my own schedule, but I think when it came right down to it, I obviously have a deep connection with the Vancouver Canucks, and certainly with the province of British Columbia and Vancouver, it was just an opportunity that, at the end of the day, was something that really interested me. Having an opportunity to win and bring a championship to Vancouver is something that I think every athlete dreams of, and to do it as the president of hockey operations was very intriguing and enticing. And you know, any uncertainty I had, I think, was put in its place. You know, as soon as I kind of got talking to the players and talking to the coaches and I just really felt like it was the right place for me. So it's been interesting. It's been challenging. Overall, I'm very excited.
Trevor Linden here on Tim and Sid. Trevor, the NHL draft is in Philly. It is rapidly approaching. It sounds like it's far off, but it's not that far off. June 27th and 28th down in Philadelphia. So you have some things on your to-do list still. I want to start with the search for a GM. How far along are you? Do you think you have the guy? Is the guy you want to talk to not yet available to talk because the team is still in the postseason? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I think obviously there's some critical path things, and that's definitely one of them. There's also a lot of areas that I'm currently working on, but that is definitely critical path number one. And so we'll start the interview process probably next week, and I'm really happy with the list I've put together, and I've gotten very little pushback on timing issues from teams. They've been, I think, ultimately, you know, teams understand it. Their people want to have the opportunity to move up, and so I'm very happy with my list, and the process will be conducted in a timely fashion, which is super important, obviously.
How many names are on the list, Trevor?
I'm not going to say, but I'm really happy with those that are there. Obviously, with the announcement here in Calgary, obviously Brad is well respected throughout the league, and was someone that I wanted to talk to. That's how it goes.
How far in advance, ideally, of the June 27th draft would you like someone in place?
I'd love to have someone in place by the end of May. I don't know if that's possible, but it could be. You just, from a timing standpoint, you can imagine just trying to gain permission, and then it's scheduling time and another time, and so there's several meetings that have to take place. So just going through that, the scheduling of that is timely. And so as quickly as possible, ultimately, I want to make sure that I'm doing, thinking through it, systematically. But ideally, it'd be the end of May, early June.
Trevor Linden, president of the Vancouver Canucks, joining us here on Tim and Sid. I know on April 9th, the subject of John Tortorella was thrown left, right, and center, and it was tough to evaluate given that you haven't had a lot of time to become familiar with the head coach. What's your opinion now, 20 days later, on your head coach?
Well, I think I'm still, downloading. Obviously, continue to learn and, thoroughly talking to different people within the organization and try to get a complete understanding. I mean, I have a great deal of respect for John. I mean, he's been successful in this league and he's won a Stanley Cup. So working through that process it's a decision that has affects all over the place. So just want to make sure that I'm seeing things clearly.
Trevor, I know that you might not be able to answer this, but I want to ask it. Will the new GM be allowed to pick his guy behind the bench?
I think that's imperative. Obviously, a new manager needs to come in and have the ability to have some autonomy and make decisions. Obviously, we have to work together and have consensus on things, but that would be. I don't think there's many managers that would walk into a situation and not have that.
Has John Tortorella been apprised of your search in any way, shape, or form?
The manager search?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think that those conversations with him will come once that man's been put in place, or is he good with the wait and hold until that's done?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're not exclusively connected. I mean, realistically, I would be looking at hopefully installing a new general manager at the end of May. So if that timing works, it could be the middle of May, it could be middle of June. It's hard to say.
Okay.
Anything else on the coach, Timmy?
No.
I wanted to move. Okay. Trevor Linden here on Tim and Sid. It felt like Ryan Kesler wanted out at the deadline. Trevor, obviously you weren't there. Do you think he still wants out?
You know, I've talked to Ryan. We've had good discussions. You know, I know he's got some concerns, and we're dealing with them. I think we both understand each other, and he's been nothing but professional with our organization, and he's been a tremendous asset and a great player for us. So, things have changed obviously dramatically since April 9th, and they will continue to change. The organization will, so it's a bit of a work in process. We're continuing to talk, and we're going to try to understand one another better.
How big is your to-do list right now? Because it feels like you walked into something where you're just bombarded.
I think it's one of those things, guys, where you have to prioritize things. Obviously, I've got lots of things I'm working on, but there are some things that are definitely more important than others, and those are front and center right now for sure.